Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara drew a distinction between Maisa Elon, the Ba'aretz Gufa Mid Rabbanan, as opposed to Orla, Orla Ba'aretz Yisrael is Midarais. So we spoke yesterday about why is Maisa Elon Mid Rabbanan. So most of the Rishonim say, but Rashi says, Rashi and Tosfos and Pchairis have this, that in the Natari one is only obligated to be Mafrish, Chumas, and Maisris, and Dogon Tirish V'Yitzim. Because the Pasuk says, V'Echal Tosham L'Fnei Hashem L'Kecha, Maisa D'Gon Chav Yisirosh Chav Yitzarecha. And, but we assume that Tirosh V'Yitzar is wine and grapes, and it means olive oil and olives, so Ma Nishtana olives and grapes. And Nishtana, so it's different. All the other fruits, oranges, and apples, and pears, and grapefruits, and esregim, all the chumas and maisa are derabbanan, and on grapes and olives, it's deraisim. And the Rambam doesn't see that there should be a difference between olives and grapes, so that's why the Rambam holds that all pears we learn are derais. So what does the Rambam do with the Gemara? The Gemara says it's only derabbanan, so the Rambam will have to learn that maisa is manazet, chumas and maisa is manazet, is only with the derabbanan. Okay, what does the Rambam do with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? That says that Maisa Charuvin on boxes the Rabbana. So the Rambam explains why how he reads that Gemara. He says the Charuvin is basically not Oymid Lachila Sodom, it's Michael Behem. Fine. But most of the Rishonim learn like Rashi, only Dogen Tirishwitz. So the Ramban Achumish also bothered with the same question. Why should I distinguish between grapes and olives as opposed to all other fruits? So the Ramban Taka says that grapes and olives is only with the Rabbanan. When our Torah is only dog and tirish v'yitzah, tirish is grape juice and yitzah is olive oil. But the grapes and the olives are only chayim and the rabban. So the achronim are bothered. I think Rabbi Kibeka on Mishnah is yes. Isn't that against the Mishnah? There's a Mishnah. I forgot whether it's a Maseches Trumas or Maseches Maisus. Mishnah talks about being mafrish from grapes on wine or from wine on grapes. How can you be mafrish from grapes on wine? If grapes is only with the Rabbanan, the wine is Minat Torah. So you can, it's like Mafish Minat, it is. It's not like, it is. Mafish Minat Pat V'Alachiv. If Minat Torah is not Chiv. So they explain, they work on that Kashan. I think that Torah Zeroyim suggests that the Ramban means to say, grapes that you plan to eat as grapes. I have grapes in the refrigerator that we eat as grapes. But if you have grapes that you plan to make wine out of it, so those grapes are Chayim in Shum Zemais. Okay, you got to say something. But the Rabban Chumash was bothered with the same issue that was bothering the Rambam. Why should you distinguish between grapes and olives as opposed to pears, apples, and oranges? So the Rambam was led to understand that grapes and olives are chayv, all pears are ilan achayv. When the Gemara says the Rabban, it means bismanazet the Rabban. Charuvin is a different story. It's not basically not Michael Odom. And the Rabban Chumash says just the reverse, that the grapes and olives is also only with the Rabban. Taka, no difference between grapes and olives and everything else. So we learned the Gemara about Kol HaMekel Baretz Halacha K'mosa B'chutz La'aretz. Even though in Eretz Yisrael we don't pass on like that opinion, it's a minority opinion, we follow the Rabbim, but it's enough to create a Sofik Kol Dehu. That's the Ran on the riff in the end of the first parak in Kiddushin, when the Gemara has the din over there, that Sofik Garla B'chutz La'aretz is Mutta. So Sofik usually means 50-50. This is nowhere near 50-50. If you have all the Tanoim, have a Machlaikas. Rabbi Akiva stands out. The Gemara presents that we don't really pass like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds Zaini Masasra Elev Yanis Bolvad. And the majority opinion is against Rabbi Akiva. So that's not a real Sofik. That's what the Ran coins an expression. That's a Sofik Koldu. So the halacha says, kach nemer halacha, safa garla b'chutz la'aretz mutter, even a safa koldu, even a safa koldu, is also mutter, even though it's not, and call it tarkul, you would go basa roiv, and roiv atanoim say that that the kafritzin is chayv in orla, because it is a pri, and when you eat it, you say bar pri hoitz, but because there's a miut opinion, so that's called a safa koldu, so that's included, kach nemer halacha that vaday orla b'chutz la'aretz is osur, sofik orla is mutter, even a sofik koldu is also mutter. That's the gemara that we learned, and that why is it called the sofik koldu? So we had the Mishkan Es Yaakov and his sefer Kehelas Yaakov and Daf Yud Aleph explained it. It's based on the idea of Eilu Eilu Diva Lekim Chaim. Fine. And then the Gemara said, that's only Rabbi Akiva b'makam Rab Lezer, but b'sham b'makam Mishil ain't a Mishnah. That's the Gemara that we learned. So in the middle of that discussion, the Gemara quoted a braisa. What bracha do you recite when you eat the four different parts of the caper bush? Alminei natzva, you eat alim and tamaris, and you eat evyonis and kaprisin. So the braisa says, you say bari priha adama on the alim and the tamaris, and you say on the evyonis and the kaprisin, and you say bari priha waits. So if you say, why? Because it's a bush. It's not a tree. It's a bush. And according to the Shita of Beis Shammai, a bush is a suffix, whether it's bar pi huetz or bar pi adama. What do you do if you have a suffix, whether something is huetz or adama? So you say hu adama. You say hu adama. The Gemara has later that the definition... When do you say bari pehiretz? When do you say bari pe'adam? So the Gemara says when you have a tree and the branches remain from year to year, and this year we pluck off all the fruits, but next year the branches are going to give forth new fruits, so that's called the tree, and you say bari pehiretz.
Even if it's like a bush, even if it's smaller.
A bush is the machlokes b'sham
and b'sil. What kind of bush? That's the question. Is it a bush it stays from year to year? Blueberries.
Right. So if it stays from year to year, then it's
oats,
yeah. Then it's
oats. Strawberries don't stay.
I don't know how the strawberries grow. I don't know how strawberries... could be that strawberries... Let's go one at a time. So the Gemara says a tree, it stays from year to year, and the fruits grow next year on the same branches. So that's bar pihuetz. What if you have a banana tree? So the whole banana tree, I remember Rabbi Tendler told us, when I was in first year high school, I was a student of Rabbi Tendler's class. So he told us that he didn't believe it. How can it be? The banana tree collapses. So he did his research in whatever, in biology. He did his research in Colombia. And he said he had them plant a banana tree for him. So he said the whole banana tree fell down when it came the end of the season. Then next year, the whole banana tree grew up again. So the roots remain under the ground, but the whole tree, he said, the banana tree is strong, you can climb on it. When it's made betokfa, you can climb on the tree. It's a regular tree, very tall. But the whole thing collapses, and the roots remain below the ground. So the Tur quotes a machlokes, a rishonim, about that. The Tur doesn't talk about bananas, he talks about some other kind of a tree. The whole tree collapses, and the whole tree grows back again. So that's a machlokes. A misofik, we say bar pri hadama on bananas. Rabbi Kivege writes on that sif in Shulchan Aruch, what if by mistake a person will say bari piho eitz? So there is an opinion that it is bari piho eitz because the roots remain from year to year. The branch, the whole trunk of the tree with the branches don't remain, but the roots remain. So that's a machlokes. So Rabbi Kivege says if by mistake he'll say bari piho eitz, he say safik brachas lachil, he won't have to repeat the bracha. Because half of the Rishonim quoted by the Torah hold that it is bari piho eitz. So the bush is also, we paskan like Bisila. Bishama held the bush is a sophic tree, sophic ain't a tree. So according to Bishama, it's a sveik of the dina. The Gemara says, of the hocha l'chumra by hocha l'chumra, they go l'chumra by orlot to treat it like a tree, and they go l'chumra by kaloi ziroim to treat it like a vegetable, not like a tree. So Bishama held that it's a sveik of the dina, berries that grow in a bush, even the grush. Even if the bush remains from year to year, the whole bush remains. Not the whole thing collapses and just the roots remain under the ground. Even if the whole bush remains intact, according to Bisham or Biosophic, whether it's Ha'etz or Ho'adama. So they would say, Lachatchila say Ho'etz. Lachatchila say Ho'adama. Because if by mistake you said Ho'adama and it should have been Ho'etz, you're Ho'etze. If it's supposed to be Ho'adama and you said Ho'etz, then you're not Ho'etze. That's a Mishnah later. He said, bar pi huetz on vegetables, but yevid you're not yetz. If he said, bar pi adama, again, if he said, bar pi adama on fruits, but yevid you are yetz. So if you have a toss-up whether any given fruit is a etz or adama, so you say, ho adama. So Bishamai would say, ho adama. Bishamai would say, adama. What if b'di yevid? Someone would say, ho etz. And the stomach, like Rabbi Kivega said by the banana, that b'di yevid has said, ho etz. So they say, safik brachas lochel. So Mustama, if the din would have din like Beis Shammai that it's sepukim esafkeluhu, va'avdu hachaluchumra va'hachaluchumra. So berries that grow on a bush, the Shammai would have probably recommended to say Hu Adoma, according to the simple reading in the Gemara. So, but the Eved, if he said Hu Eitz, if he says Sofik Brachas Hokal, leave it the way it is. Okay, but we don't pass like B'Shammai. We pass like B'Sil, that berries that grow on a bush are Vadei Hu Eitz. If the whole bush collapses, only the roots remain under the ground, so that's the Machloikis in the Tur. So we would pasken l'chatchila say hu adam, and b'di'evadim said hu etzi, leave it like that. Fine, so far so good. So what do you say, what about strawberries? What's the story with strawberries? Strawberries, the whole thing above the ground disappears. And everything is, but whatever is below the ground remains from year to year. So some say that that's 2 days in the tour. That's as machlekes, whether that's considered a tree or a vegetable. Some is sofik b'chutzlo oretz. So that's sofik orla b'chutzlo. So all strawberries. And strawberries don't last so long. Strawberries don't last so long. Not only that, no. How many years does it remain? I think. I don't think it lasts 4 or 5 years. So I think Kamat, all the strawberries are from the first 3 years. So that's a shaila. Maybe all the strawberries are always arlo. So some said in Chutzlorz and Sofik arlo, Chutzlorz and Mutter, and Eretz Yisrael, every 10, 15 years, someone prints all the strawberries in Eretz Yisrael are rasa. Because the strawberries, after 3 years, they're not big enough. And they don't sell them in the market. Maybe they make jam out of it, but you don't see it in the market. So all the strawberries that you buy from the first 3 years, so the chutzlaretz is a sofik because the whole thing collapses and just the root is there under the ground and it grows again next year. So in chutz, that's like a banana. That's like, except that the strawberry is not like a tree, it's like a bush. But we pass like bisul that a bush is also. So that's what every 15 years somebody tumbles that all the strawberries and Eretz Yisrael are ras machila because it's a sofik or leberetz yisrael. Professor Chaim Soloveitchik used to teach Ketzav Mevarchim, that's Rav Soloveitchik's son, he used to teach Ketzav Mevarchim here in Yeshiva years, years ago. So he explained, he thought, his father used to say like that. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that strawberries, he thought that maybe strawberries should be bar pi huaitz. He thought it should be bar pi huaitz, svek et adina, depending on the two shitas. So his son Chaim Soloveitchik researched it and he thought that it's vadai hu adoma. That strawberries is l'choladeis. It's not really a bush. It grows differently. It's for sure it's a vegetable, and the badai, it's not orla. Okay. That's what every 15 years in Eretz Yisrael they start this tumult all over again. That's the maskana that they come to. After a year of corresponding and writing, they return the newspaper, they always come to the maskana. It's a mistake. That strawberries are badai hu adoma. It doesn't even grow like a bush. It grows in Gansen differently, and it's not included in the suffix. Okay. So you have the tzlaf is a bush. The Gemara said according to Beis Shammai, it'll be a sofik whether it's adama or hoetz. So misofik will say adama. We don't pass like Beis Shammai. So you say hoetz on the caper bush. On what do you say hoetz? So the Gemara said there are 4 things that you can eat from the bush. You can eat the alim and the tamarim. Alim are leaves, and tamrois are berries. And you can eat the kafrisin and the avionis. So the avionis is the pri, and the kafrisin is the shell around the pri. So the Brisa distinguishes and says, on the avionis and on the kafrisin, say bar pi huaitz. And on the other two, on the alam and the tamaris, they say bar pi hadoma. So that's, I didn't see on the daf. The Rishonim don't explain it. But in the Shulchan Aruch, they say, why don't you say bar pi huaitz on everything? So they say the Iker Pri really is the Avyoinus. The Kafris and the shell around it, that's a question, is that considered part of the Pri or not? Is it considered part of the Pri? So that was a Machalek. So Rabbi Kiva says, Enem es hasar el Avyoinus belvad. V'nei shuhu Pri, and the shell, the Kafris, is considered, he considers it not Roy Lachilo. So it's not called a pri. And the Roiva Tanoim disagree. So, with respect to Orla B'chutzlaretz, the Gemara says, we are Mekel. That's how the Amaroim, my Baravashi and the others, they were Mekel like Rebbe Kiva with respect to Orla B'chutzlaretz. That the Kafrisin, the shell around the Avyainas, wouldn't be subject to the din of Orlo b'chutz l'aretz. But if he's saying, he's talking about which bracha to say, so does that affect the bracha? So let's see, at the end of the Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav on the base, there's a long parenthesis that goes for six lines. Right before the wide lines, you have narrow lines and wider lines and very wide lines. So before the end of the narrow lines, you have a whole statement in parentheses, the Hilchasa, and says on the margin, Otesis says, Loshen halachas gedolos vehilchasa kamar bar Rashi. This is not from the Gemara. This was added on from the Bahag. So what does it say from the halachas gedolos vehilchasa kamar bar Rashi? That what? The Zarek is habyanus vachlas akafrisin. Okay. Because kalavekavas halacha kamasa b'chutzlatz and Rabbi Kiva holds like that. Rabbi Kiva holds that the kafrisin, the shell around the avyanus on the kepa bush, is not roi lachilo, and therefore it's not oichel. And not only is it not oichel, it doesn't have the din of a shomer lepri either. Because not only is the din that the pri, varatam alosa espirio, the pasuk says in Parashat Kedoshim, varatam alosa espirio, shol v'shanam arenim yilachem lo yiyochel, not only is the pri oser, it says es, the more quoted here, four lines from the top. Rachmana Omer says in Chumash on Lamed Vav and Beis, four lines from the top. Varalta malasa es piria es hatofel the piria. That's a machlokes hatanaim in Psachim and different mesichtas for the darshan es. The Gemara said there was a Tana Shimon who I'm Sinei, and he used to darshan every time it says es. And after many years, he came to the pasuk es Hashem lekecha tira, and there's only one God in heaven above, and there's no one else to fear. So he said he made a mistake. You're not supposed to darshan anything from the word es. It doesn't mean anything. It's not the rabbis anything. And the Talmidim said, so what should we do with all the notes that we have, all the shiurim that he gave for years? So he said, put it in Shemus, it's all wrong. Everything's incorrect. All these years he's going to get reward for attempting to say true Torah. But now that he realizes that it's falsha Torah, so now he's going to get reward for not saying falsha Torah. Apparently you get reward for attempting to say the correct Torah, even if it turns out that it's wrong. That's what he said. Kishem shekibalt yischar al adrisha. All those years, he was saying drushes on the words es. The Ravid writes like that, that when the Ravid starts his hasogas on the Rif, in the fourth perek in Ksubas, perek na'ashen espatzo, so he says, the Rif is the God Lador, the Rif is the Rif died already by the time the Ravid was writing. But he said, the Rif was like the Mishnah Berurah is today. That's what the Rif was, like a Shlomo Zalman, whatever. The Rif at that time was the Sefer Psak that everybody followed. They didn't follow the Sefer Psak from the days of the Goinim. They weren't so good. The Rif was better than all of the Swarm during the period of the Goinim. So the Ravid writes, I'm going to write Hasogas on the Rif. And the Rif is probably right, and my hasogas are probably wrong, but he's trying, he's attempting to find that amita shel Torah, so you get reward even if what you say is wrong. And he's alluding, he doesn't quote it, but he's alluding to that Gemara, that Shimon HaMsoni backed out from all the drushes that he made, and he said, Kishem shekibalti schar al adrishim. When he made all the drushes, he thought that it was correct, so he's going to get schar. So the rabbi says, he deserves schar for attempting, even though what I say is probably wrong, because the Rif is probably right. The Rif is the sefer psak hamakuba, but he's going to attempt. And then it says, Ashabar Rabbi Kiva Vedorash, Rabbi Kiva Darshan, Es Hashem Lakechotio, the rabbis Talmid HaChachamim. So he goes on Rabbi Muvok. A Rebbe, there's a din of COVID. If they say V'tokim V'hadarta B'nei COVID, a din of COVID. Rabbi Muvok, not only is there a din of COVID, there's a din of COVID square. That's called Moira. Like Kibra Aviyem and Mora Aviyem. So Mora means more covered, an extra degree of covered, Moira. So Yidarshan, here Darshan, es hatofel the Pirio. It goes on the Shoim of the Pri. It's something that's tofel to the Pri. Or the Gemara has, it says a person is Tomei, he's Tovel on the Mikveh, Rochetz es Besorah Bamayim. Es hatofel the Besorah, it goes on the hair. Rochetz Besorah Bamayim goes on the body. How do you know you have to be tovel? Let's say a person has long hair. How do you know all the hair has to be submerged under the water? Because it's v'rochetz es b'sarah b'mayim es ha'tofel b'sarai, and the tofel b'sarai is the hair. So that's what the Marami Prag says. Es Hashem lakecha til the rabbis Talmid HaChacham. Why Talmid HaChacham? Because Talmid HaChachamim are more tofel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the Hamoinam. Most people are independent. They think that they're somebody. And Talmid HaChacham is supposed to be humble, so they're supposed to be tofel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Es always refers to something that's tofel. So there's a din by Orlo. A din by Bikurim also, but here the Gemara concentrates. There's a din of Shomer by Orlo, that the Shomer Lepri is also Asa Bahano. By Orlo is Asa Bachila, Asa Bahano. And the Gemara also has a din from Mishnais Uktzin. The din is that the Shomer is Mitztaref to the Shear. What do you mean Mitztaref to the Shear? Rashi explains. The din is that Oichlem is Makabel Tume, even if it's less than a shear. But if Oichel is Makabel Tume, then it touches Mashkim, so the Tume can be transmitted. The Oichel was Makabel Tume, then it can transmit the Tume to the Mashkim. So that's only if the Oichel has a Kibetza. If the Oichel is less than a Kibetza, then it's Makabel Tume, but it doesn't have the ability to be Metami Acher. So that's a Machlekes Rashi and Rabbi Natam in many places in Shas. Oichel Pochas Mikibetza. Is Mekabel Tum, is that a din deraisa, a din derabban? Rashi holds that it's a din deraisa. Echel pochas mikabets and Mekabel Tum and Menater. And the Tami Acherim has to be ochel asheye ochel. And the maximum a person can swallow in the morning when you have your Cheerios or your Wheaties, so you don't chew every single particle until it's mamish liquefied. A chunk of a Cheerio, you swallow without chewing it. You don't always chew everything. If you have a big piece of meat, so you're not going to swallow it, you'll choke. You can't swallow big things. But if you're eating small things, let's say you're swallowing pills, but the pills are not so big, so you don't have to chew up the pill. You swallow the pill without chewing it. So what's the biggest size chunk of food that a person can swallow without chewing and not choking? So the Gemara says, the Shir is Kibetz. So since the Chumash says, Oicha, mikol ha-oichal ha-she-yachal, mikol mashke ha-she-yishose, b'chol kli yitmo, that ha-oichal ha-she-yachal is matami acherim, so the Gemara says, the base of Bliya is machzik a kibetza. So if the oichal is ha-she-yachal, it's a volume of a kibetza, then not only is it mekabel tum, it's even matami acherim. So the Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi's grandson, Rashi, the Rabbeinu Tam was a little boy when Rashi died. The Rashbam is the older brother, so the Rashbam learned with Rashi. The Rashbam doesn't disagree with Rashi so easily. He always quotes Rashi with respect, and he usually goes along. Ruba de Ruba, the Rashbam goes along with Rashi. And the Rabbi Natam is was a little baby when Rashi died. He didn't have so much kesher with his grandfather. So he often disagrees with Rashi. This is one of the famous Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam reinterprets the Gemara in different places, and he says that Oichel Pochus Mikabetz only Mikabel Tomim Mid Rabbanim. In our Torah, just like you need oichal asher yochel, you need a kebetza, that it should be metame acherim, so you need a kebetza for tumas atzmo as well. But let's say halacha lemaisa, tumas atzmo does have. Oichal pochas mi kebetza has tuma, either min haTorah or the Rabbanim, but bottom line has tuma. But letame acherim, you need a kebetza. So what if you have a banana, and the food of the banana is less than a kebetza? But the banana peel protects the banana. If you remove the peel from the banana, in half an hour the whole thing is going to turn brown. Then it's going to start to dry up. Or let's say you have an orange. So if you remove the peel on the orange, it's going to dry up, and then it's not going to taste as good. So that's a shomer lepri. So there's a din d'oraisa, I learned that from Psukim, that the shomer lepri is mitztaref to be mashlim d'shir kibetza. That's where Rashi explains on the Lashon, whether it is a Shomer, it's not a Shomer. The Mishnah in Uktzin talks, is the thing a Shomer, is the thing not a Shomer? So if it is a Shomer, then it's Mitztaref. If it's not a Shomer, it's not Mitztaref. So Rashi says, Da'ainu, Tumas Oichlim, that you have to have a Kibetza, either for Tumas Atzma Minator, or the time Echem, you need a Kibetza. So they're not the din of the definition of Shomer by Orlo, and the definition of Shomer by Mitztaref, to the kibetza, Rashi points out, is not identical. The din that it's mitztaref, you see this Rashi, ain't a mitztaref. So Rashi writes, if you have the nates, the shell on top of a rimon is what? A pomegranate. So if you have a shell on top of the pomegranate, Rashi says, that's a shomer al gabi shomer. And he quotes a gemara in the end of Chulin, Perek Arba, right, towards the end of Chulin. Not the very end, but towards the end of Chulin, there's a whole parag about Tumah V'Tara. So it says there in the Gemara that Benegir Tu Hashemah the Pri is Mitztaref to be Mashlim the Shir Kibetza is only one Shomer. If it's a Shomer Agabi Shomer, it doesn't have that din. of Shaimer Lepi Mitzdarf. What about Benegeta Orlo? The Gemara says it does have the din. Even a Shaimer Agabi Shaimer. That's Mefurish and Agimar. Shaimer Agabi Shaimer has the din of Shaimer Benegeta Orlo. That the Shaimer Agabi Shaimer is also Asa Bachila and Asa Bahano. How do you know that it's so? So the Gemara says Shaimer Lepri is derived. The pasuk says Varaltam Alasa as Pirio, the Pri. The Shaimer Lepri is not edible. If it would be edible, it would be the pre. So you don't need a whole new pasuk of a din of a shaymer. That's how the Gemara talks over here. The Gemara says, "Vidakatama here about 10 lines from the top. The line begins with the word mitztarif. Alamed vavam a base. The Gemara says, "Midakama hanet shalo enim mitztarif." You're discussing whether the shell on top of the pomegranate is mitztarif or not. Alma dala boichelhu. If it's roy lachila, so then of course it's mitztarif. It's not midin shaymer. Obviously, the nates on top of the rimen itself is not edible, and since it's a shaymer agabi shaymer, so it doesn't have the din of shaymer. So you're talking about a thing that's not roi lachil, it's not edible. So the real din of orlo should really only apply to the pri itself. But the word es is marba de shaymer lepri. Does that have relevance, shaymer lepri? Does that have relevance when you get to bari pri hoetz? Why should it? Bari pri hoetz is only if the thing is a pri. If the thing is a shaymer, that's Exeris HaKasa by Tziruf Letumen. It's Exeris HaKasa by Orla. What Shaykhah should it happen and get brachas? If it's Roy Lachila, so then it's the pre-mamish. You don't need a command to the din of Shomer. That's how the Gemara says, Midikam ha-nechala enim tztarif ha-malav echelhu. The assumption is that it's not Roy Lachila. But Roy Lachila, of course, it's mitztarif to the Shia. Of course, it would be awesome midin orlo. It's part of the pre. So we're talking, whenever we talk about a shaymer, whether it has a din of shaymer, it doesn't. The whole sugya, the whole first 30 lines on the amud, we're talking that the shaymer is not edible. The banana peel, or the orange peel, is not edible the way it is. So the pashta says that that's a special gzeres hakosuv by orlo, and it shouldn't carry over to brachas. What about garinim? What about the garinim? So the Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Orlo, here about the 13 lines from the top. Klipi agoizim the hagarinim chayovim be Orlo. The seeds, even though they're not roi lachila. If the seeds would be roi lachila, so of course the garinim are chayv in Orlo. It's part of the pre. We're talking garinim are not roi lachila. And nonetheless, it's subject to the din of Orlo. So where does that come from? So that seems to be a machlokes in the Rishayim. If you look on the bottom of the Rosh, on our Gemara, on Lamed Vav Lamed Beis, so who's on the bottom? Tosfos Yontav has two commentaries on the bottom of the Rosh. One is the Madani Yontav. He used to be known as Madani Melech. And then they put him in prison because he said he's Mori B'Malchus. He calls himself the Melech. So he had made a yontif, like the Lubavitcher Rebbe a few centuries later. He made a yontif when they released him from prison, and he changed the name of the sefer to the Madani Yontif. But the Shach always quotes the Madani Melech. The Shach used to correspond with the Tosis Yontif. Obviously, they were contemporaries. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to correspond. And every so often, every 20 pages, he quotes the Madani Melech. He doesn't know that they changed it. And the Diri Chamudas, originally it was called Lechem Chamudas. Apparently he served Lechem Chamudas on the table of the Melech. So when the Madani Yontif used to be known as Madani Melech, so this used to be known as the Lechem Chamudas. And then they're both by the same author, by the author of the Tosfos Yontif on the Mishnayos. And then when he changed the name Madani Yontif, he changed the name to Diri Chamudas. So every 20, 30 pages in the Shach and Yeridei, he has a kasha against the Madani Melech, not on brachas, he has on chulin, and then he puts in parentheses beheshiv. Beheshiv means, and he sent me back a letter, and he defended what he said. He answered me. He had a correspondence with him. So here in our perek, on perek shishi, the Madane Yontif points out that there's a contradiction in the Rosh with Machalik Sarishainim. The Rosh one time held like this, the Rosh held the other time the other way. So the Rosh was a Rishon before and after. So that's machlek is the Rosh and the Rosh and the Rashba. Okay, Rashba and Tess machlek is a Rishayim here. How do you know this din of garinim? Garinim is also learned out from the word es. Es hatofel lepirio is marba two things. It's marba the shomer and it's marba the garinim. neither of which is roi lachila. If it would have been roi lachila, it would be called perio. It's not roi lachila. So it's a gzeres hakosav es achumre by orla. So neither should require a bracha bari pihuayis. It was only a gzeres hakosav by orla. Or should I say no? The only thing you need a pasuk for es atofa lepirio is only by the shomer. By the garinim, maybe that's a svara. So if that's a svara, that it's an integral part of the pri itself, then that should apply even to bari pihuayis. So that's the top tesis says. The top tesis on Lamed Vav Lamed Beis says klipi agozim v'hagarinim. The klipim is midin shomer, and the garinim is midin garinim. So it says the perinim because sheesh lebaruch ala garinim ala shala good gedonios v'garine yafarsikim v'shal tapuchim v'shal kol mini garinim shal peris bar piwaitz. So you see from the Mishnah the garinim have the din of the pri itself. So the Rashba on this Gemara quotes the Tosfos and he says, with all due respect, he disagrees. He says, no, garinim is learned out from the word es. So just like Shomer Lepri doesn't carry over to Bracha, Shomer Lepri is a gzeres hakosav and a ger to orlo. It's not that the pasuk is megala, that is din of, it's the same as the pri. It's a din of Shomer. So the garinim also not. So in the Rosh, there's a contradiction. That's what the Madani Mela points out, the Madani Yanta points out. The Rosh in Hilchos Orla writes one way, and the Rosh over here writes the other way regarding the garinim. The two opinions, the Machlekes, the Tosfos, and the Rashba, is both opinions appear in the Rosh in two different places. The Rosh, one place writes like the Tosfos, one place he writes like the Rashba. Yes, so this, what's this parenthesis, this long parenthesis? Tosfos says, Loshen Halachas Gedolos VeHilchos. This parenthesis was put in by mistake. The scribe put it in. It's really not part of the Gemara. They took it out from the Halach Bahag and they put it into the Gemara. Yeah, but every so often you have. On Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, there was something added to the Gemara which they already took out. In the Vilna Shas, we don't have it. Around 10 lines from the top, you have two dots. On Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, then it says, Kimcha Dechite is a machlekes bar bracha, you say. So right before Kimcha Dechite, there was also five lines there. So Tosfos says, So they ready in our Gemara, they took it out. But in Tosfos Gemara, he said something, the Hilchasa. They took an excerpt from the Bahag and they put it in. And this one, on Amud Beis, they did leave in. Yeah, every so often you have the beginning of Kiddushin like that. And the first daf in Kiddushin, there's a long, funny discussion in the Gemara. So the Ritva says, this was added in by the Rabbanus Havaroi. Then you have in Bavli Kama, a couple of places, you have a couple of lines in the Gemara that the Rishonim say were added on by the Rabbanan Savaraya, by Rabbi Achoy going. This is on the first daf in Ksuba, says Parach Rabbi Achoy. So there's some say, whenever it says Parach Rabbi Achoy, it's Rabbi Achoy going from the days of the going. Tosfos thinks that it's not correct. Tosfos thinks that there was another Rabbi Achoy who lived in the days of the Amorai, not Rabbi Achoy who wrote the Shildas. But you have in the Gemara every so often. There is a couple of lines that were added on. That's what we have in Sukkot. The rest of the Shiva is learning Sukkot. So the Gemara has three different opinions regarding eating in Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. So one opinion is Shmini Atzeres is a Svek of the Yoima of Hashanah Rabbah. So you eat in Sukkot and you say, Bracha Leisha Basukkot. One opinion is no. What do you mean a Svek of the Yoima? Make believe Svek of the Yoima. Maybe it's Hashanah Rabbah. But we know that it's really Shmini Atzeres. So if you're going to observe, you're going to sit in Sukkah, you're going to be weakening the observance of, it's a real yontif, you're not allowed to do any malachas. Only Ochel Nefesh is mutter, it's not Chalamoy. So if you're going to sit in Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, you're going to be pogeya you're going to be weakening the din of Yisa Malacha on Shmini Atzeres. So one opinion Gemara, you don't sit in Sukkah at all. Then we have it in Gemara. V'hilchasa, we pass on like the in-between shita. Basically, we ask fina, bruchah lo mevachin. You sit in the sukkah, you don't say bruchah. So half of the Rishonim, Rashi, and many of the Balei HaTosfos didn't sit in sukkah at all. How can I do this again? The chassidim don't sit in the sukkah. Most of the chassidim don't sit in sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So the Shaida have it a tradition for Rashi. And Rashi, many Balei HaTosfos. How can they do against the Gemara? So the answer is they didn't have that gears in the Gemara. Apparently they say that was taken from the Bahag and they put it into the Gemara. Like obviously the Hilchasa, the same style. the Hilchasa, Raman Aleph, Taisis took out the Hilchasa. So that's what they say to defend Rashi, because Rashi didn't sit in Sukkah and Shemini Atzeres. See, what does it say in this Hilchasa? Taisis doesn't like it. Taisis quotes the Rama, Bala Taisis says it doesn't make sense. So what did the go in and put in here? Hilchasa Kamar Baravashi, that what? Zerkas Davidas Rechlasa Kafrisin, because Kala Mekal Bar Tzalacha Kamarsa Bechutz Lords. And then he adds on, the Bahag adds on, Mid the Legabi Orla Lav Peri Ninu, since we say the Kafrisin are not a pri. So the Gabi Brachas Nami La Peri Ninu, Lama Rachinan Le Bar Peri, so they say, Bari Pri Ho Adomo. So that's what the Bala Taisa says. It doesn't make any sense. By Yoima Haram, the Taisa Salam and Vavam and Beis, Dibra Mascha the Hilchasa. So they quote the Bali Atosis don't agree. The Legabi Orla La Peri who Hanim Shem the Kala Beka Bots Allah Kamarsa Bechutz Loris. Abba Beretz Yisrael Badei Havi Peri. And Baruch Anola Bari Pri who Eitz not only on the Evyonis, on the Kafrisin as well, on the Shell as well. We assume it is edible. It is Chayv and Shumas and Mises. Rabbi Kiva disagrees, not Chayv and Shumas and Mises, it's not a Neuchel. It's not a Neuchel. But we only follow Rabbi Kiva Bechutz Loris, and Eretz we don't follow. So what are you going to say? That whether you say Bar Peretz or Bar Peadam, it depends whether you're in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Lortz. So he says that does make a sense. So the Baruch is like a chilek ben Eretz or Chutz Lortz. You only make all kala make was alach imos b'chutz lortz and orlo b'chutz lortz. Because then he's suffered cold to where you go the kula. But when he get the brachas, he should say Bar Peretz, because the Rav Shittas, that's how the Gemara presents it, the Rav do not agree with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the Shita, is the minority opinion here. So it's enough, Rabbi Kiva's opinion is enough to be considered a Safik Olduhu, when you get to Orla B'chutz Lortz. Not when you get to the Brachas, when you get to Brachas, we follow the majority opinion. The majority holds that it is the Pri. So you do say Bar Pi Hoitz. So Nachum also, that's what it says in the Braisan Amid Aleph. They had, where was that Braisan? About eating the four different things. Almine Natsva. Alho Alamala tomorrow's Amin Bari Prihadom. Alo Avionis Vala Kaprisin say Bar Pihuits. So the Pash this is we really should paskin like that. Shulchanach paskin is like the Bahag. I thought it was very Mechaba paskin like the Bahag. The Pash this is not like the Bahag. Pash the more correct sounds like Thesis. Thesis sounds like they're much more correct than the Bahag, but the Mechaba writes like the Bahag. So then the Mishnah Berurah quotes Rabbi Kiveger again. Just like Rabbi Kiveger said by the banana, if by mistake, he said Bar Pi Hoitz at Sofik Brachas Lo'Akla, so you don't repeat it. So he says over here also, if you eat the shell of the caper pri, if you eat the kafrisin on top of the avyonis, so the Ram Balatos holds that you say Bar Pi Hoitz. So we and the Bahag holds that you say Bar Pi Adoma. So the Bahag Paschal like the Bahag, it's a toss up between Hoitz and Hadoma. So you say Hu Adoma. You play it safe, you say Hu Adoma. So Rabbi Kivega says, just like you said by the banana, what if Bidiyevid you said Bari Pri Hoitz? So you leave it like that, because the Bala Tosa holds is supposed to be Lechatchila Bari Pri Hoitz. Yeah. What if you eat the Alim and the Avyonis? So that says in the Braisa that you say Bari Pri Hu Adoma. Why should you say Bari Pri Hu Adoma? Why is that also Bari Pri Hu Hoitz? The tamaris, they're edible. Why shouldn't you say bar preitz? So the Rishonim don't explain it, but the Shulchan Aruch says, because the Iker Pri is really the Avyonis. The Iker Pri. The tamaris says, sometimes you have tamaris growing, sometimes not, but that's not the main Pri is not the tamaris. Since it's not the main Pri, so the maximum you can say is going to be bar Pri Ha'adama. What's with the Alim? The Alim is normal to eat. Is it nourishing? Why do you say a broch at all? If a person eats paper, sometimes children, they chew on their plastic ballpoint pen. They chew on the pen, they swallow the plastic. They chew on the paper, they swallow the paper. So you say a broch if you swallow paper. It's not roi lachida, you don't say a broch. So why should you say a broch at all when you eat the alim? Does it give calories? Does it give nourishment? I don't think so.
That's a criteria.
I would think so. If it's not roi lachila, so why should you say a bracha at all? That's the Gemara later. That's the Gemara later on the first wide line on Lamed Vav on the base. Here it says here, right after this parenthesis from the Bahag, it says pilpili. What if you eat peppers? Peppers grow on a tree. The peppers that are barpi adama, they grow on the ground. And the other peppers that are very, very sharp, they grow on a tree. Two different things. So the one that grows on the ground is eventually say barpi adama. The peppers that grow on a tree say barpi eats. And Rabbi says, if you eat pilpili, Rav Sheshe Sama Shehakal Nima, the Rabbi says, well, I klum. As the Rabbi the Tameh, the Amar Rabbi goes, Lishitasa, that you say no bracha at all. But the Rabbi says, Hakas pilpili, biyamat gifuri, eat potter. If you eat it on Yom Kippur, you're potter. Why is that Rabbi Lishitasa? Why is that Rabbi Lishitasa? Why are you potter if you eat it on Yom Kippur? So there's a Svasemis on Yuma. This Gemara is on the last parak on Yuma, Daf Pei Alpha and Beis. So the Svasemis has the following comment, very interesting. There is a Gemara in the second parak in Psachim that if you eat Chazer, if you eat Nevela Trefa, Shaluka Derech Achilosan, so it's only an Issa de Rabbanon. In Mamakam Chodeshim B'Sakana, it's Mutter. What's, for example, let's say you have hot dogs in the freezer. Non-kosher hot dogs. You take out a hot dog from the freezer, you start eating it the way it is. It's hard like a rock. It's like an ice cube. You have to be careful not to break your teeth. So that's not normal to eat it like that. So if you eat it like that, the iser is only the rabban. Or let's say you fried the hot dogs, the trefa hot dog, you fried it, and you eat it straight off of the fire, you're burning your tongue, you're burning your mouth. That's your look at derech achilosa. You don't say the hot dogs are nifsal me'achila, because it's hard like a rock. That's not called nifsal me'achila. Right now, if you eat it, it's achila, shaloka derech achilasa. If you eat it when it's hard like a rock, ice cold like ice, or you eat it when it's burning hot, burn your tongue, that's achila, shaloka derech achilasa. But that's not called nifs machila. That's normal. Nifs machila means if I cook the hot dogs with ink and I ruined it, that's called nifs machila. Or if I have the hot dogs out for a month, out of the refrigerator for a month, and then it became spoiled. That's called nifsim achilas. And nifsim achilas is another din. Nevela sheni bui lager ene kuri nevela. If a guy would need it, a ger toisha would need it, so then it's mutam and atare, and it's only awesome in the rabbanim because of achshvei. We were speaking yesterday. But if you eat the hot dogs when they're ice cold, when they're burning hot, that's called shalok derech achilas. So that's only in isa the rabbanon. And makam chodesh shem b'sakon, so the Gemara said that it's mutam. So the Gemara says, however, there are two, the Gemara brought in Psachim in the second parak, there are two exceptions to the rule that Shaloka Derech Achilosa is an Issa Deraisa. What are the two? So one is Basa Bechodov, one is Kloi HaKerem. Why? Because the Loshen Achila never appears there. By Nevela, Utrefa, and Behemoth Meya, all these things, it says you shouldn't do Achila, you shouldn't eat it. So Shaloka Derech Achilosa is not called Achila. But by Basa Bechodov, it says Losev Ashel Gdei Bechalevima. We figured out based on Yalfusas that it's also Achila and also Manah, but it never says the verb Achila. And by Clark Emerson says, Pentugdosh Hamlei Azar Shatizu Tvos Akorim. Never says the Loshan Achila. So the Gemara says in Psochem, it's a din in Yeredeh that Basim Bechadim and Clay Akarim, since it never says in Duchumish Loshan Achila, so even Shalokadarach Achilos will also be an Isa Derais. Comes the Shagasari and writes in the original Chiddush that the same din applies to Yom Kippur. Even though the Gemara didn't say it, he thinks the same din applies to Yom Kippur. A person will eat on Yom Kippur burning hot food and burn his tongue. Or he'll take out the hot dogs from the freezer, kosher hot dogs. Kosher, not kosher, whatever. He'll take out hot dogs from the freezer and eat it. It's hard like ice. He eats it, shlok derech achlas. It never says the loshon achila on Yom Kippur. It says, v'nisim es nafshe sechem, but never says achila. So it has a chiddush since it never says achila. So even shaloka derech achilasa is also deraisa. So when Rabbi says, as the Rabbi l'taimei, Rabbi says v'loy klum. Rabbi says you don't say a bracha at all. Rav Sheshe says if you eat pilpili, if you eat the pepper, the Gemara says they're talking. There are two kinds of pepper. The Gemara says loy kasha here on the sixth white line, seventh white line. If you plucked off the peppers from the tree and it's fresh and it's soft, then it is kederach achilasim. If you plucked the peppers off a long time ago and they dried out already, yveshta, so that's not normal that anybody should eat it. So if it's not normal, so Rav Sheshe says, okay, so you ate it, shalok kederach achilasim. So if you eat something that's shalok derech achilah, so the bracha is always lowered down to shahakol. That's what we said. If you eat raw potatoes, the bracha is shahakol. If you cook the potatoes, it becomes bar pi adama. Or we had akara chaya. The Gemara had, there are certain vegetables that if you eat them raw, that's not the normal way to eat it. Or the Gemara says, kimcha desayre, kimcha dechiti. We paskan, the Tosis says, if it's kimcha dechiti, regular flour, that shaloka derech achilah, so the bracha is knocked down to shakel. We spoke about drinking through the straw. Whenever you eat food, shaloka derech achilah, so the bracha is knocked down to shakel. So that's what Rav Sheshe says. If you eat pilpili, yeveshto, dried out, that's not normal. No one eats dried out pilpilin. So he says the bracha is knocked down to shakel. The rabbi disagrees, says, v'loy klum. You don't say a bracha at all. How come you don't say a bracha at all? No, it's worse than shaloka derech achilah. If the whole story would only be shalok derech achilas on Yom Kippur, you would be chayiv, like the Shagas Aryeh said. As the Rabbi L'Tanei, Rabbi says no bracha is recited at all. That's Rabbi L'Shitasa. That's the last narrow line. But as the Rabbi L'Tanei, Rabbi goes L'Shitasa. The Amar Rabbi calls pilpili biyomak de kipuri pater, because it's not only is it shalok derech achilas, it's not a chepz of achil at all. It nifsam me'achila. That's called nifsam achila sadim. That's how the Svasemis points out in Yuma.
Are we talking about the pepper, like black pepper? Is that what it means?
Yeah.
Not the pepper, like the green and red.
Right, the green and the orange peppers, that's a vegetable that grows on the ground, and that's Adama. But these peppers grow on a tree, and they're subject to the din of Arlo.
That's a spice.
Yeah. And these are subject to the din of Arlo, because it grows on a tree. The Gemara quotes. Here, the fourth wide line, the fifth wide line. Has everything. The Gemara says, like kasha, if it's freshly plucked from the tree and it has moisture to it, then it's royal achil, and it's kederach achil asai. Then it is called achil. So you say, bari pihu eitz on it. But if you eat it, be veshto. Bari Pu'etz is out of the question. The only toss-up is whether you don't say a bracha at all, or you say shahakol. So that's the machloikis, pilpilin, yeveshte, rabba goes l'shitosa, as the rabba that I made that on Yom Kippur, it's not enough if it's shaloka derech achilosa. The Shagasar holds that that's still their isa. Must be that rabba holds that it's called nifsa machilo. So that's why he holds over here, l'shitosa, you don't say a bracha at all. Rav Sheshe says, no, it's not called nifsam achila. Shaloka derech achilosa. You can grind it up and you can still use it. You can't. It's not normal to eat it the way it is. To sit and eat a pepper, you burn your mouth. But it's still royal achil. That's a question. Like we said, Chazanish raises the question. We said if you put the salami in you put the hot dogs in the freezer and you eat it the way it is, it's hard like a rock and you may break your teeth. So that's called shaloka derech achila. So why isn't it called nifsam achila? Or let's say you fried it on the frying pan, and you eat it burning hot, and you burn your tongue, and you burn your mouth. That's called shaloka derech achila. So why don't you say nifsam achila? So the answer is it's only temporary. You take it out of the freezer, it'll thaw out. So it's only temporary that it's not royal achila. And when it's burning hot, it's only temporary. So when do you say it's temporary? When do you say it's permanent? How do you decide? When is it nifsal? When is it nifsal me'achila? When is it shaloka derech achilosa? So the Chazon Ish gives you a klal. Let's say you take a treifa hot dog, treifa salami, and you cook it in a pot with ink. And then you're going to eat it. It's going to taste awful. It's possible, I'm sure there's a chemical procedure where you will succeed in removing every speck of ink. So it can also... You make it only temporary.
Not by itself, it won't.
Oh, so the Chazon Ish says, if you need a special chemical procedure to do it, then it's called nifsam achila. But if a layman can do it, if it's going to happen by itself or it's easy, let's say I pour on so much mustard, I have hot dogs and I put on so much mustard, I'll burn my tongue. So wash off the mustard. The mustard is not going to fall off by itself. Wash off the mustard, turn on the faucet, wash off all the mustard, it's going to taste delicious. If it's easy to revert it back to the state of normal, then it's only called shelo kederach achilasa. And if you need a special chemical procedure to make it roi lachila, then it's called in the present state it's called nifsal meachila. So there are gelatin capsules. So gelatin sometimes comes from non-kosher sources. Sometimes gelatin is straight. Sometimes the gelatin is kosher. Sometimes straight. So the shayla is whether the gelatin capsules. So if you eat a gelatin capsule, the capsule is it tastes like eating plastic. So for sure it should look at derech achilasa. And sometimes they have gelatin capsules, and inside they have oil from a tray for fish oil. It's healthy. They discovered now fish oil is healthy for a lot of things. So let's say you're swathing something that's wrapped up, korcha besiv. That's the command of the last parak in Pesachim. You eat non-kosher food, but it's wrapped up in a capsule which is not roi lachila. The food itself is roi lachila, but you swallowed it inside a capsule which is not roi lachila. So the Gemara says that the korcha besiv is at least shelo kederach achilos. It could be it's even more than that, but it's at least shelo kederach achilos. So shelo kederach achilos is only muta for chadushim misakonim. So the shayla is, let's say the capsule itself, if it's a gelatin capsule, is the gelatin called nifsa machila, or is that called shelo kederach achilos? Right now shelo kederach achilos. So Rabbi Belsky Zohan Lebracha from Tervadas, he used to be in the OU. So he used to say that there are two types of gelatin capsules. Sometimes it's hard gelatin, sometimes a hard capsule, a soft capsule. So he said if you have a soft capsule, you can take a teaspoon of warm water and dissolve the gelatin capsule and it'll taste delicious. You don't have to be a genius, you don't have to be a chemist. You don't need a special chemical procedure. You just take the capsule and put it in lukewarm water. The whole thing will dissolve and taste like chaser schmaltz. The gelatin will taste like delicious chaser schmaltz. See, he was of the opinion that the gelatin capsule, the soft gelatin capsule that can be dissolved, is not called nifsa machila. He thought that that's only called shelo kederach achilasa, and you would only be mekel if the person is a ochel l'shem v'sakana and he really needs it. But if he doesn't really need it, or he's not a chodesh hemisakana, you wouldn't be mekel. And others held not so. Others held that the capsule, as it stands now, is not only called shaloka derech achilos. It's mamish like plastic. Right now it's like plastic. So that's called nifsam achila. Right now it's nifsam achila. If you'll dissolve it in warm water, okay, that'll be chodesh roi l'achila. But right now, the way it stands now, it's a nifsam achila. Rav Soloveitchik thought like that. He thought that the gelatin capsule doesn't pose a problem. So people asked him about that. So he said it's mutter. So the people who asked thought the reason why it's mutter is because b'liya b'li le'isa is a discussion in Achrenim. What if you swallow something without chewing it? Capsule, pills. You swallow pills without chewing it. So Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole essay about this. He quotes Achrenim. So some hold that that's always called Shaloka derech achilasa. So Rav Soloveitchik said that's not the reason why. He thinks it's muta, and that's not the reason why. It doesn't hold like that. That reason is not correct. Let's say we were just talking before. When you eat Cheerios for breakfast, you don't chew up every single Cheerio. If a Cheerio is tiny, so I have to chew it up. If you're having a big piece of food, you better chew it up, or that's not normal to swallow a big chunk of food without chewing it up, because it may choke. But if you have tiny things, so to swallow a pill or to swallow a capsule that's very small, why should you say that b'liya b'li le'isa without chewing? Every single food in the world, you have to chew. If you don't chew, it's called shelo kederach achilasa.
Tastes bad, though, usually.
What do you say?
Usually the medicine tastes bad. You don't want to chew it.
If it tastes bad, so it's called nifsa machila. Okay, whatever the pill, if you would eat it, so it tastes bad.
That,
yeah, so the whole thing is called yeah. That's what Baron Soloveitchik, when they used to ask him if they're allowed to eat the capsule, so he would say, "What does it taste like? If it tastes awful, then it's called nifsa machila. Nifsa machila is mutter." We said today there's a machlekes. If the food is, let's say, I left the salami out of the refrigerator for a month and it's awful, you're going to get sick if you eat it. Yeah, so let's say the guy sits and he eats it. So that's machlekes is the Rosh and the Ramban. So the Rosh holds achshavei. If you sit and you eat the whole thing, you demonstrate that as far as you're concerned, it is Roy Lachila. You demonstrate it is never there. So it's also awesome at the Rabban. And the Ramban disagrees, said there is no such chumer with the Rabban. It's determined by Roy Bnei Adam, by normal people. They will never eat this thing. So it's nifsa machila, not judged subjectively each person. So in Yeruday, at the beginning of the second Chelik Yeruday, they assume like the Rosh, that it is awesome the Rabban. But the Pashtus is, if the thing is nefsa machila, it's also the Rabbanon because of achshavei, if you sit and eat a lot of it, but you just take one pill in the morning, one pill at night, that doesn't demonstrate that you hold it's roi lachila. Medications. You take all kinds of crazy things for medication. If you sit and you eat the whole thing, that shows that as far as you're concerned, it was never nefsa machila, and you hold that it's a roi lachila. But if you just take it as a pill for medical purposes, then the Rosh's chumrah doesn't apply. So it's mutar even the Rabbanon. Yeah, so that's I think that's a very good interpretation what the Slasemis gave here. Why it's as the Rabba Litaimei, the Rabba holds no bracha said at all, because the thing is not called oichel at all. So that's a shaila. If the thing is not oichel at all, so if you eat paper, the Pasha says paper is not oichel at all. So you know, even if you are reading it, you don't say shahakal. It's not considered a food. So why if you eat the alim, if you eat the leaves? So apparently it's normal to eat the leaves. Apparently by the tzlaf bush, everybody eats the leaves. It's normal. The Gemara says, not the incha adait the shusa. The people plant the caper bush, they have a mind to eat all four. The alim and the tamoris and the avionis and the kafris, and they have a mind to eat all four. So the only question is, what bracha you say? So the Brisa says, you say, bari pri ha'adama. Why don't you say bari pri who eats on the alim and on the tamorim? It is kederach achilah. It's not shlok kederach achilah. It's not like eating paper. If you eat shlok kederach achilah, then you say shahakol. If you eat something that's not oichel at all, then you don't say bracha at all. That's what Rava says. For like lum, because it's not oichel at all. But over here, not only do you say a bracha, you say bar pri hadama on the alim. So apparently, it's considered edible. It's normal to eat it. It's not even considered shaloka derech achlasa. It is considered a michael. But since it's not the ikar of the pri, so that's why the bracha is knocked down to huadoma. So here also the Mishnah Berurah says, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, who says, even though we paskin like the Bahag, this parenthesis on the base that the Balatesa said doesn't make sense. If I would be entitled to an opinion, I would vote like the Bala Taisus. To me, it doesn't make sense what they put in for the Bahag. I would have thought that Taisus is right. But the Shulchan Aruch is choshesh for the Bahag. So he said, you should really say ho adoma on the kafrisin. But b'dievet, if he said ho eitz, so Rabbi Kevega says, b'dievet yoytzin. So what if he said ho eitz on the alim and on the tmorim? So the Mishnah Berurah raises the possibility. It also... These are things that grow on the tree. Maybe also b'dievet, maybe on the tmorim, maybe on the alim, not but on the tmorim. Maybe b'dievet bari pi hoeitz would be acceptable, because it's just that's not the main oichel, so it doesn't have the hashivas of saying bari pi hoeitz. But maybe b'dievet, if you would say bari pi hoeitz, maybe it would be good.
Online they say that caper leaves are actually a delicacy. They sell them in mass right now at least.
Mm-hmm. Does it have nutritious value?
The
paper. Why is on paper? You don't say brochas. So why is on paper? Why is on caper leaves?
Apparently, they taste like the caper bud.
Has a good flavor.
Right? Yeah.
Has a good taste to it. Okay, so it's very normal to eat it. It's very normal to eat it, but since it's not the main Michael, it's not the main part of the fruit, so that's why you don't say bar periods. But Jad b'dievet, if you say bar periods, maybe b'dievet, you would be yitz. That's the Mishnah Berurah raises that possibility. But this is really a shver. This bahag is a difficult idea that he said here. Yeah, what else do we have here in the Gemara? So then the Gemara raised the issue. Why don't you consider the kafrisin as a shomer lepri? All right, you say from Rabbi Akiva and the Mishnah, kol ha'mikol bas halacha kamasa b'chutz la'aretz, that you're only b'chiv, the only thing that's a pri is the evyonis, and you don't have to be mafresh trumas and maisis on the kapris and on the shell. It's not considered a pri, it's not roi lachila. Okay, so you're not chayvin trumas and maisis, but let it at least be a shaymala pri. And a shaymala pri is subject to the dinam of orla. So why did he say before that it's not subject to the din of orla? How can it be? The kafrisin should, even if it's not a pri, let it be a shaymala pri. So first, Rabbi gave an answer that the Gemara rejects. Amar Rabbi, the first answer was five lines from the top of Laman Vav and Beis. Amar Rabbi, Hech Amina Nasa shaymala pri, Hech Adis Beim Tolish Beim Mechuber. Hech Beim Mechuber Isa, Beim Tolish Leis, Isa, Daz Nabadina shaymala pri. In fact, the Gemara Kasha, that answer is not correct. Because you have a Mishnah, where's the Mishnah? In Uktzin. Mishnah in Uktzin is talking about Shomer not benegeh to Orlo. Shomer benegeh to being mitzarif to the Shir Kebetza. Orchel Tamei Achem has to have Kebetza, so the Shomer Lepri is mitzarif. So the Mishnah tells you which Shomer is mitzarif and which Shomer is not. So the Anetz, the shell of the remine is not mitzarif. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara, however, right? Because it's shomer al gabi shomer. So the Gemara says, "Midikama hanetz lo ein mitzarif halma dalav oichelu." If the shell of the remine would be roi lachila, then you have to come on to the dinim of shomer. Is it a shomer or not? So obviously, it's not roi lachila. And despite the fact that the nates of the Riman is not mitzarev because it's Shemar Gabi Shemar, the Tana, the Tanya Gabi Orla, Klipi Riman, the Hanet Shalo, Chayavim Orla. It is subject to Orla, even though it's a Shemar Gabi Shemar. That din, Shemar Gabi Shemar, doesn't count. That's only for the other din. That's to be mitzarev to the Shir of Kedetza by Tuma Sochlim. But to be awesome, he didn't shaymer lepri by orla, even a shaymer gabi shaymer also. So the Gemara says, and that shaymer gabi shaymer, that nates on top of the riman, that's also going to fall off when it's going to become tolush. And nonetheless, it says it has a din of a shaymer. So the answer that you gave before is not correct. It's not a correct answer. So you have to give a different answer. El Amar Rava. So Rav Baksadi says a different answer. Hey, I mean, when you say Nasu Shemel Lepri, and the Shemel is also Bachila Barno, Echadisa B'Shas Gmar Peri. If it's a Shemel and the thing that has a Pri, then it's a Shemel Lepri. But the Kafrisin, which is the shell on top of the Avyonis, it's only a Shemel in the early stages of the caper bush. Once the Evyonis grow till they have a shame pri, then it's no longer a shamer. Hi, kafris, this shell on top of the Evyonis, leise b'shaz gemar pri. So therefore it's not a shamer or a pri. It's a shamer to the thing that's not yet a pri. By the time it comes a pri, so the shamer falls off already. So that's why it doesn't have a din of shamer or a pri. Fegmar kasha, that's not true. Any, how can that be true? We have another case where it seems to be parallel, and we say it does have a din of Shemar Lepri. They quote Rav Nachman as saying, Hani mitachli de orlo, you planted tamarim. What are tamarim? A date tree. So the dates apparently also have a shell on top of them. So if the date tree is within the first 3 years, and the dates are asa bahano mitam orlo, so even the shell is also asa bahano. So the Gemara says, but the shell falls off at a certain stage. Hani mitachle dola asiri has a din of a shaymer lepri, and it's also asa banah haven asa shaymer lepri. Check the Gemara. When does it fall off? V'shaymer lepri emasavi. When is it a shaymer? Only in the early stage of development. Only bekufra. But by the time it really, the dates develop to become dates, then the shell falls off already. So, and still, Rav Nachman says that it has a din of a shaymer lepri, the kakor le shaymer lepri. Rav Nachman says that it has a din of a shaymer lepri. And for the Gemara, that's not a kasha. That's a question. From what stage on are the dates considered a pri? That's negeta orla. When is it considered a pri? It's negeta bari pri huetz. When do you say bari pri huetz? You only say bari pri huetz when the fruit developed till the stage that is called the pri, and it's no longer called an eitz. Whenever you have fruits growing on a tree, so the whole tree is eitz. And then when the fruit start growing, it's also eitz. And when the fruit develops to a certain stage, then it's called pri. Then it has a din of orla, and then it's bari pri hu eitz. If it's an early stage, then it's eitz bialma, so it doesn't have the disa orla. There's no iser hanoa on the tree. If I plant the tree and just develops branches, so the branches are mutabano the first 3 years. If I want to break off branches, of mutta. Only the per are atamalosa is perio. The peris are orla, and the shema to the pri. So if the peris didn't fully develop, it doesn't have a din pri, so then it's eitz, so the eitz is mutta. So that's a machloikas hatanoim, Rabbi Yosi nachachamim. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Nachman, who said that the shell, metachle di orla, the shell, the peel, I don't know what it corresponds to, on top of the dates, which are orla, the dates are in the first 3 years. So the shell is also shaymer lepri. How can it be a shaymer lepri, but the shell is going to fall off by the time you reach this stage of boiser? So Rav Nachman obviously thinks like Rabbi Yosi, that's mother is also awesome, and Pnei Shehu Pri, Pligi Rabbanan Ale, that's a machlokes hatanoim. So Rav Nachman holds like Rabbi Yosi, that even in the earliest stage, it is also called the Pri. And at that time has that Shema. So that's a Shema the Pri, at the time has the Shem Pri. We don't paskin like Rav Nachman, because we don't paskin like Rabbi Yosi. We paskin that Smodar is not a Pri. It's only a Pri when it reaches the latest stage of Boisa. By the time it's Boisa, this Shema falls off. So we would paskin against Rav Nachman, that it wouldn't be considered a Shema the Pri. Wouldn't be considered a Shema the Pri. So Tosfos points out that this is relevant based on the next Gemara. The Gemara says that grapes, what bracha do they say when you eat grapes? They say bar pi whites. And grapevine is a regular tree. It's subject to, you say bar pi whites, and it's subject to the laws of Orla. If anything grows the first 3 years, I don't know. If anything grows the first 3 years, it has a din of Orla. Has a din of Orla. I was in Eretz Yisrael couple of years ago, before Shemitah, right before the Shemitah year began. So some balabas was showing me, he has a whole pardes, and he has the hashgach with the badats on his winery. They grow grapes, and the guy who was running the whole pardes was not wearing a yarmulke, it was Friday. He said at the end of the whole tour, he says he has to run home, it's soon going to be Shabbat. I don't know what he does on Shabbat. It didn't seem so medactic to me. So I was wondering, how does the Badats give Hashgacha? They have a whole section that's all the first year of Orla. Then they have another section, it's the second year of Orla. Then the third year of Orla. Then the Revai. And every so often, there's a vine that didn't take root. So in the middle of the whole section of Shana Shniya, there's something that's Shana Rishayna. In the middle of the section, the Shana Shlishis, there's a vine or two that's Shana Rishayna, Shana Shniya. So I was wondering, the Badatz relies on this guy. Is he reliable? And then towards the end of the tour, so the guy says, and what do you think they rely on? Me? He says, no. They have the rabbi in Meir Sharim for the Badatz sits by computer, and they have
Satellite.
They can watch by satellite. So they see which vines are Shana Rishani, which are Shana Shani. They said, they don't rely on me. I was happy to hear that. Okay. Maybe he was reliable. I don't know. He wasn't wearing a yarmulke. That's, maybe a Svartim don't wear yarmulkes all the time. So Tosfos points out over here that based on the Gemara, Pulim, a bebalach. Pula lovin is some kind of a bebalach, some kind of a bean. So grapes are only considered a pri when it reaches the size of pula lovin. Before pula lovin, if you eat a grape, it doesn't deserve to be bari pri weights. And it wouldn't be subject to the dinim of orla. Just like if you eat other fruits that are smadar. So we paskan smadar is not enough, it has to be boiser. A later stage. We don't accept Rabbi Yosi. We pass on Rabbanan Pligi Alei the Rabbi Yosi. We pass on like the Rabbanan. So that's not only relevant to when is it called a pre, that it should be subject to the prohibition of Orla. It's only Orla when it reaches the stage of a pre. When is it a pre that you say Bari Pri Ho Eitz? You can say Bari Pri Ho Dom on it, but you can't say, that's what Tosfos says, we can't say Bari Pri Ho Eitz on it. So that's the Gemara, that you only say Bari Pri Ho Eitz when the grapes grew so big that it's kapul alavim. So the Chayodim says, we're not sure exactly how big pul alavim is. So you should only say a bari pri ha'etz on grapes if they're very big, if it's really, if they're fully grown. If they're not fully grown, you shouldn't say, because maybe it's less than pul alav, maybe it's not a pri ha'etz. See, by Korah, how do we paskin? We paskin that is shahakol. You don't even say bar pi hadama. You don't even say bar pi hadama, even though it's growing from the ground. Because so far lahakshos, unless you planted a daita dehachi, because it's a multi-million-dollar business, so it's not the inchi a daita dehachi, so then it is bar pi hadama. It's not going to be bari pri ha'etz. It's the eitz itself. You're eating the wood itself. So if lo nate adaita hochi in the days of the Gemara, it wasn't such a big business. So then the bracha is shahakol. It's normal to eat it. It's not shahakol because of shalaka derech hachilosa. It's shahakol because other things are shahakol because shalaka derech hachilosa. But here it is. Apparently it is kederech hachilosa. But it's a toss-up. Is it a pre or is it an eitz? So if it's not the adai to the hachi, then it's called the pre. If it's not the adai to the hachi, then it's eitz. So eitz b'yalma. You don't say bari pre eitz on that. But over here, these grapes, the grapes are not the eitz itself. The vine is the eitz. The grapes are the pre. The only shad is, can you say bari pre eitz, or should you say bari pre adama? Should I treat the grapes as something growing from the ground? Like a vegetable, something, it only has the chashivas of a bari pri ha'etz if it's a gear to the size of pul alavim. Less than pul alavim, so it's going to be bari pri adama. It's not going to be shahakol. It's not shahakol, it's not shalok derech hachilosa. It's not like eating raw potatoes. And it's not like the koira. The koira, if it didn't sufficiently develop, that's mamsh eitz. So you can't say bari pri anything. It's not a pri ha'adama. It's eitz. It's part of the tree. But over here, it is the fruit. So it's a toss up between hadama and ha'etz. So up until the stage, the way we paskin, up until the stage of boser, smother is not enough. Up until the stage of boser, it's going to be bari pri hadama. And after boser, then it becomes bari pri ha'etz. So then Igmar quotes a Mishnah from Shviz. Meimasayin kotzim misayilonis. There's a din. All Tosis points out, there's a din baltashchis. You're not allowed to chop down a tree, a fruit-bearing tree, but sometimes you have heterim. Tosis quotes. Sometimes you have heterim. They quote from the Gemara in Bava Basra. If it's worth more dead than alive, let's say a lot of times a person has a tree in his backyard, and the pears fall down, they're always rotten, and it just makes a sloppy mess. No one ever eats the pears. Even if they do eat the pears, it produces so few pears, it's worth more if you use it as the wood to make furniture with it, or to use the wood as in the furnace, as a fuel in the furnace. So if it's worth more dead than alive, then the Gemara says you're allowed to chop down the tree. The Taz on that din in Yerideya, on the din of Baltashchis, quotes the Gemara, says there, that if a person chops down a tree, then it's a chashash sakona to the person. In addition to being an avera, it's a chashash sakona. Something terrible may happen to him. So the Taz, a very long Taz, so the Taz understood, or misunderstood, whatever, the Taz understood in the Gemara that even when it's mutter, Taisus tells you when it's mutter to chop down the tree, there's no baltashchis. If it hardly produces any payers, or it's worth more as a parking lot than it is having trees there, the trees are in the way, so then there's no baltashchis, but there's still a problem, the Taz says, of the chashash sakana, when you chop down the tree. So you can never chop down a tree. So there's a long, long darkechua there, where he quotes, it goes on and on and on, unusually long darkechua from the Minkacha. So he says you have to get a nochri to chop it down. But he's chopping it down for you. So you have to sell him the wood in advance. So he's chopping down for himself. Not get the goy to chop down the wood and then you're going to use it as in the furnace. Sell the wood to the goy and he's chopping it down for his own purposes. A big chumrah. So that's all year long. There's an issue of baltashchis. All 7 years of the Shemitah cycle, there's an issue of baltashchis. And then there are cases in the Gemara, Bava Basra, when there's no prohibition of Bal Tashchis. And then you have this Taz. Where would you find this din? Where would you find this halacha Bal Tashchis in Shulchan Aruch? Of all places, it's in the beginning of the second Chelek Yeradeh. First Chelek Yeradeh tells you what's kosher, what's not kosher. And then it's the beginning of the second Chelek Yeradeh tells you Dvorim Hasurim Mishum Chashash Sakana. Things that you shouldn't do because it's dangerous. The Gemara says you shouldn't drink water at night from a river. You may be swallowing bugs that may be unhealthy. All kinds of things. You shouldn't eat the fish and meat that were cooked together because it's sakana. Whatever, all the things that are mishum sakana. So that's where the Shulchan Aruch never quotes the din that you're not allowed to chop down a tree. That never appears in Shulchan Aruch. So the Taz quotes it there. Dvar mishum shum sakana. You're not allowed to chop down the tree because of the pasuk in Dvarim. And the Gemara says that it's a chashash sakana also. And that's where the long dakichiv is, chopping down the tree with all the chumras. You can't chop down the tree. So that's an issue all 7 years of the Shemitah cycle. There's a din of Bal Tashchis, and sometimes it's mutter. And the Taz says even when it's mutter, there's a chashash sakana. And the dakichiv tells you how to avoid that. Now we're talking a Mishnah Shviyas. There's an additional din. Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Vayisa Shabbos Oas Lachem Li Ochlo. There's such a thing that's called Kedushas Perishvis. The Peris that grow Mishnas HaShmita have the Kedushas Perishvis. What's the relevance of Kedushas Perishvis? Li Ochlo. So what does it mean, Li Ochlo? So it means, number one, Li Ochlo V'lo Lehepsit. Let's say a person eats an apple, a person eats a meal, he goes to a restaurant, and they give you such a big piece of food, they want to charge you more money. So they give you five times as much food as you can eat, and then you eat part of it, you overeat, and then you throw out the rest. So what do you do with the rest of the food? You're going to throw it out. So it's a shayla from Bal Tashchis, you're going to throw it out. So the Gemara says, but if you're going to eat it, then it's Bal Tashchis de Gufa is more important than a Bal Tashchis on the piece of food. You're going to get sick. Yeah, from overeating. It's not healthy to overeat. So Bal Tashchis de Gufa is more important, so you don't force the person to eat it. So what's he going to do with the leftovers? He's going to put it in the refrigerator. So what, in the restaurant. So what are they going to do? They're going to sell it. They're going to give it to a different customer. No one else is going to eat the chicken. They gave me a whole turkey. They gave me a whole gigantic chicken. So they're not going to give it to someone else, but I should take it home. What am I going to do at home? I'm going to take it home and eat it
later.
So if that's with the reason, okay. If it's a leftover little bit, what am I going to take it home? My wife is going to make new food tomorrow. I'm going to eat the food that she cooks tomorrow. I'm never going to eat this food. So if it turns out that I'm never going to eat it, so then we assume there's no Bal Tashchis on it. But if it's perish viz, then it's a din liochla v'lo lehefsid. Even on things that are not Bal Tashchis, so all of the other 7 years of the Shemitah cycle, but perish viz, there's a din liochla v'lo lehefsid. You're not allowed to throw it out. So what do? So you have to put it in the freezer. Let's say I eat some vegetables, the fruits that grew during Shnas HaShmita, and I can't eat the whole thing. So I have to put it in the freezer, keep it beyond the void. So you don't have to, you're not mechuyev to preserve it forever. You can't throw it out in the garbage with the dirty diapers. That's called lehefsid. But if you leave it out on the table, you leave it on the side, so what they do all over, they have a special pachshal shviyas, they have a garbage can, where they put in the leftover perish shviyas. They don't throw it in dirty diapers, that's in a different garbage can. And this is miyuchad for food that you don't want to eat. It's too much. You don't want to eat it. It's Bal Tashchis de Gufa. But you're not allowed to liochle v'lo lehefsid. So you wait till it becomes nifsal me'achilas sodom. And then once it's no longer royal achilas, so you no longer have the mitzvah of liochle. The Ramban counts it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam lists off what, in his opinion, are the 613 mitzvahs. Ramban deletes here and there a mitzvah says, a mitzvah slice says, he has to replace it with others. So the Ramban thinks that liochle v'lo lehefsid is one of the mitzvahs. It belongs as one of the mitzvahs says. So that's a question. What does the Ramban mean? That when you eat the banana that grew in Eretz Yisrael, Shnas HaShmita, you say two brachas, like on Pesach night, you say HaMotzi Lechem and Oretz, then you say Asher Gedushon B'mitzvot Shavitzvon Al Achilas Matzah. Or let's say, if you eat Kachim Kalim all year long, and the Beis Hamikdash, you say Shehakol Neiv B'dvara, then you say Asher Gedushon B'mitzvot Al Achilas HaShlamin, Al Achilas HaZebach. Or you eat the Korban Pesach, so you say Shehakol Neiv B'dvara, if you didn't say HaMotzi first, you say Shehakol Neiv B'dvara, Al Achilas HaPesach. So when you eat perishvi'is also, you say two brachas. That's what some achronim want to say. According to the Ramban, there's a mitzvah zese. The Ramban counted it as a mitzvah zese. You say the bracha borei pi adoma on the banana, and then you say shekusam zatzon alachivas perishvi'is. Really? Or probably, that's what some want to say. Probably the Ramban just meant to say that it's a lava bo mechlal say. Liochla v'lo lehepsen, liochla v'lo lemelugma, v'lochla v'lo lemenoches. You're not allowed to use perishvias, let's say wheat grows in Eretz Shnas HaShmita. We usually use wheat to make a korban mincha, but if you're going to use perishvias to bring a korban mincha, you're going to make a kmitza, you're going to burn the koimetz. So that's liochla v'lo lehepsen. You're not allowed to use perishvias for a mincha, because you have to burn the koimetz. You say liochla v'lo lemelugma. You're not allowed to take perishvias and to make a medication out of it, which only sick people are going to eat. If you make food out of it, everybody, if it's a regular fruit that grew in Shnas HaShmita, everyone will enjoy it. Now you're going to make a malugma out of it, you're going to make a medication out of it. So only sick people are going to eat it. So that's a violation of liochla v'lo lehepsir. Or the Chayyadim wrote a whole sefer on mitzvah satliyas ba'aretz. He writes in the Hagdamah, he lived in Vilna. He was a dying in Vilna. He delivered a hesped when the Vilna Gaon died. So he writes, he always wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael in order to fulfill the mitzvah tlis bar. It didn't work out. So he wrote, because he was unable to go to Eretz Yisrael to fulfill the mitzvah tlis bar, if we have the ability to, and we don't bother to move to Eretz Yisrael. The Chayyadim didn't have the ability. He wanted very much, he yearned to move to Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't able to, so he wrote a whole sefer, like a neshama farm, so saying. He wrote a whole sefer about all the mitzvahs not tlis bar. What's the name of the sefer? I forgot already. Chayyadim Sefer, thin Sefer, on the mitzvah Satliyas Baretz, I forgot the name of the Sefer. So he writes in the Sefer, let's say you have oranges that grew during Shmas HaShmita, and you're going to make orange juice out of it. So he says, that's Le'ochla V'lo Le'epsit, because Kolzman, the oranges are intact. It's a pri. When you make orange juice, say Yishei Shehakol. So that's called Le'ochla V'lo Le'epsit. It's no longer perish based. And the Chazanish disagrees with the Shittosai. Chazanish holds that, if these fruits were planted al das kein to make juice out of it, then it's called the pri, even in the liquid form. So he says you're allowed to make juice from the perish vias. It retains the same pri. It's still considered a pri. It's not only the mashkim ayetzim and azesim and anovim. Zesim and anovim is the exception to the rule, because not the inchi adai to the achi. That's what they always had in mind from the very outset. So he says it's mutan perish vias also.
Yeah, each fruit that you made the juice out of, there's fruit left over in the...
Okay, you have to eat. So you have
fruit.
To eat that? Okay. That's lochla v'lo lehepsit? Yeah. So the all forms of the same din.
The same is called shari tzedek.
Shari tzedek. All the mitzvah tlis bar. It's a thin sefer. Shari tzedek. That's what he has also. Is it permissible to go on aliyah against the wishes of your parents? So he has a medrash rabba at the beginning of Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha me'artzecha, Lech Lecha, Lecha atiyoyma. No one else. Avraham Avinu is allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael even though he left his father alone. Rashi points out, the psukim sound like Terech died in the end of Parshas Noach, and Avraham Avinu goes to Eretz Yisrael after the father died. But the psukim are covering up, because really the father lived years after Avraham Avinu left him. So the medrash says, Lech Lecha, I only give you permission. So the Chayyadim understands that to mean that no one else is allowed to go on Aliyah if it's against the wishes of the parents, because it's a violation of Kibbut Avim. And most of the poskim hold that that's not pshat in the Medrash. They disagree, halacha l'maisa. They say you are permitted to go on Aliyah, and the Medrash means something else. Doesn't mean that. Yeah. So this, you have this one din, liochlo. Shabbos Oretz Lachem liochlo. Pashtus is that the Ramban never meant to say that it's a mitzvah kiyumis, that you say a bracha, you say a second bracha, shekel sham tzal salano, alachilis perishvis. Pashtus is he just meant liochla, he meant alaba bom echlala say, liochla velo lehepsit, that you're not allowed to throw out the leftover vegetables or fruits from the meal. You have to wait till it becomes nifsal meachila and then throw it out in the garbage. Or liochla velo lemelugma, or liochla velo lehepsit. You're not allowed to make big business with the perishvias. Let's say if I plucked off 5 apples and my next neighbor would like to have an apple, I say, go pick the apples. He says, no, give me one of your apples. I say, oh, I want the apples for my family. You want the apple, I'm going to sell it to you. So I'm not going to get rich from selling two or three apples. L'ochel v'lol l'schor means you're not allowed to make big business with perish. I'm not allowed to harvest all the apples, 1,000 bushels, and I'm going to go into business. But if I took off apples for myself and the next day neighbor wants, I have a right to sell the apples. That's not big business. That's not called chatzi shir asam adar. Selling two apples is not a chatzi shir of being in business, of selling apples. That's mutam. The esrogim merchants, that's the whole business. They just sell the esrogim, and they live off of that all year long. So that's l'ochel v'lol l'schor. They're going to make big business with the perish vis. That's an issue. All the dinam are learned off in the pasuk. So one of the dinam le'ochel v'lol l'hefsid is you're not allowed to squeeze out the juice. Okay, that's in the Gemara. The Chazanish with the Chayodim, what's it called? Shari Tzedek. Chayodim and the Shari Tzedek. They had a machlokes. What about orange juice bizman hazeh? Okay, maybe in the days of the Chayodim, probably he was right. Days of the Chayodim, Chayodim was right. Bizman hazeh. It became a big business. Everybody makes orange juice. Days of Chayodim, he was probably right. The days of the Gemara, they didn't have a big business from orange juice. Days of the Gemara was also to make orange juice. So here's the deal, Yochla, Balola, Hepsid. You're not allowed to chop down a tree, even on Mitzad Hilchis. Baltashchis, you're covered. Tosis says you're covered, and the Darkei Tshuva tells you sell it to a goy, and have the goy do it. It'll be his sakana, it won't be my sakana. But there's still an issue of Liochla Balola Hefsid. So, Me'emas Ayin Kotzim Mitzayilon is B'Shviyis. When does the din Liochla Balola Hefsid begin? Once the Peirah Shviyis grew on this tree to the extent that it already has a Shem Pri, then it has Kedusha's Peirah Shviyis, and if I would have left it on the tree, it would have grown even bigger. So that's a violation of Hefsid, Liochla Balola Hefsid. So when is that stage reached? So that's a Machlekes, B'Sham and B'Silvel. When does it get to Shem Pri? So that's where the Gemara introduced this concept of kipul alovan, that grapes. What does he say? Anovim, agafanim misha yigoru. When it has the size of garinim, when it has the size of, and how much is garinim? Gemara said the same size as pul alovan. So the Chayodim says we're not sure how big a pul, some kind of a white bebel or some kind of a bean. The different beans, the different sizes. So we're not sure exactly, so it has to be a big size. In order to make sure you say bar pirates on the grapes, it has to be kapul all over. So the Gemara remains, that's the maskana. So the Gemara says, it only has a din of shaymer le pri, if it's a shaymer at the time that the pri has a shame pri, but if it's only a shaymer in an earlier stage, and we would pass like the chachamim de Rabbi Yossi, that not until the boiser does it get the Shem Pri's mother is before the stage of boiser. So then, if it's only Shemir then it doesn't have the din of a Shemir the Pri. Okay, that's a good cloud. But that cloud depends whether you pass like Rabbi Yisrael, like the Chachamim. At what stage is it considered a Noicha? What is the main definition of a Shemir? So the Gemara says, El Amar Rava, what's the real cloud? Hechamin and Avishemir the Pecha, the Chishak, the Slay the Shemir, Mayis Peri. If I take off the peel from the orange is going to start to dry up. I take off the banana peel, the banana is going to turn brown, and it's not going to last as long. So that's called the shaymer lepri. But they once had a, what does the Gemara say? Habiyub de b'shaklu l'neitz de rimayna, v'yabish rimayna. So the shell, or the peel, on top of the pomegranate protects it. And if you take off the peel, it's going to dry out quickly. However, they once shaklu the pircha de pitisa, that's the avionis, they took off the kafrisim from the top of the avionis, and it survived the kain pitisa, and it didn't dry up. So therefore, that's why it's not called the shaymer lepri. So that's the question. The whole din of shaymer lepri with Pashto says it's exeris akasuv, es atafa the pirio. And it shouldn't carry over to Hilchas Brachas. And the shad is about the garinim, but the garinim is a svara, or garinim is also a gzeris akosim. If garinim, like the Rashba says, and like the one opinion in the Rosh, if garinim is a gzeris akosim, also shouldn't carry over. Shouldn't carry over to Brachas. Then Pilpili was the machlokes Rav Sheshis and Robert, the next Gemara. The Rav Sheshis says that you're reading a shalok there, if it's yeveshto, if it's retifto, if it's freshly picked from the tree and it's still moist, then you say bar priyaitz, then it's regular fruit, and it's chayv and orlo, and it's also bachila, also bano. But if it's yivesh that dried out already, then it's a machlekes amarim. Is it only shalok derech achilosai? In which case you say the bracha shakol, or is it worse than that? Rav Amar v'loy klum, v'az the rav v'tamei. Not only is it shalok derech achilos, it's mabish nifsa me'achila. So that's how we pass like Rav. It's nifsa me'achila, because on Yom Kippur, shalok derech achilos is not enough to make it that it should be muta. Then the Gemara says, what if you eat ginger? Because zang bela b'yom ha'kippur, also potter. The ginger is also not royal achila. Why? But we have Haihi Malta Dasim Behin Devoy. They brought it from India. In Devoy is probably India. The Gemara says Sharia. There's no issue of kashrus. What do you mean there's no issue of kashrus? So Rashi points out there are two possible issues of kashrus. One issue is Bisholakum. It was cooked by the guy. So there's no, it's not oil al shulchan malachim. So it has no issue of bishalakim. Then there's no issue of giulei kelim, giulei nachim. Giulei means maybe the guy cooked this food, this himalto, maybe cooked it in a treifa pot. So the bliya from the kli made a treif. So he says they don't cook it. Maybe they're cooking in the kli sheni b'yomo. Stam kelim ben ben yoyman, so it doesn't make treif b'di'evad, that's called noisim tam levgam, or they cook it in a separate kli. If they cook a tak on the same day, ben yoman, the same day when they cook the treifus and the kli, it'll be treif, that's called giuli kelim, giuli nochim. Those are the two issues that Rashi writes. So he says, the Gemara says that it's kosher, you don't have to worry about bishul akum, it's not all al shulchan malachim, it's not such a fancy maichon, you have to worry about maybe they cooked it in a treif a kli. And what bracha do you say? It says, "Mevarach malav, bari pri ha'adama." How can you say bari pri ha'adama? According to him, on Yom Kippur it's mutter to eat it. On Yom Kippur mutter, you're not chayiv, means that it's not called oichal at all. If it's just a look at derech achilasam, then it would be asar on Yom Kippur. You would be chayiv koris. The only time it's on Yom Kippur you're not chayiv potter is because it's not called oichal at all. So how can he say that he say bar piyadam? The Gemara says like kasha, over if tifta, over yveshta. If it's moist and it's fresh, then it's normal to eat it. Then you say bar piyadam. And if it's not normal to eat it, so then the maximum it could be is bar ishahakon liyabedvara. And Rabbi holds that it's worse than that. Rabbi holds that it's not called oichal at all. Nifsam achilu. Nifsam. That was the machlokes by the pilpulim. Rav Sheshes and Rabbi. Is it called nifsam achilu? Or is it called shaloka derech achilos?
It's dried ginger. Everybody eats that today.
Right? You put ginger into as a spice?
No,
into food?
The ginger, regular ginger. They put sugar on it.
Uh-huh. So what is it? I don't know. What does it correspond to? Yeveshta. What does it mean, dried out ginger?
Yes, yeah, dried ginger.
And we still use that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sushi.
I don't know.
No, not.
You got to Google it to find out which ginger do we
use. Regular ginger fruit. If you've got any store sells it. Mm-hmm. Or the dried fruit, they sell ginger with sugar.
I don't know. We got to find out. What does this correspond to? The ginger yveshta. What is it? I don't know. Okay. We'll learn that tomorrow. We'll start by the minim zainis.
Why was the Rick so educated in gelatin capsules? Not because of video release. So.
I thought that he held that it's called Nifsam Achim. If it's only Shaluk, there are Hakilasan. So that's only Mutta for Father Shem Sakon. If Nifsam Achim, then it's Hakilasan.
Why not? Why is the combination not a problem? He disagreed with the combination. He would easily reverse it. Or Rebelsky would say.
I don't think that's the same. It's like plastic now.